Healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What this show is about is the notion that most of us really want to reach optimum health, optimum wellness. We want to feel better, live longer, enjoy life the most, and that's what we like to give you on Healthy Alternatives. Every week at the beginning of the show, I like to talk to you about an issue or concern that you should know about because it can really have an impact on you. This is a big one. It's air pollution. There was a study that was published in Lancet recently, and what they did is they found, in looking at air pollution, it triggered more heart attacks than physical exertion, alcohol, or even taking cocaine. Now, cocaine, on an individual basis, had a very high risk of causing a heart attack, something like 23 times higher risk when you're by taking cocaine. But because of the number of people exposed to air pollution, traffic fumes, factory emissions, far more people are affected by that than people who even use cocaine. As a matter of fact, air pollution triggers around over 12% of heart attacks in the country. Cocaine just accounts for 0.9% of all heart attacks. Now, what you may not be aware of is I started my career as an attorney for the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency. I was in the Division of Air Pollution Control. This was way back in 1972, and things pollution-wise, because the US EPA, Illinois EPA, had pretty much just come into existence a couple of years before, but pollution was so bad, there was a place, Gary, Indiana. That's where U.S. Steel was headquartered and had its operations. The pollution was so bad, you would be driving along midday, bright, sunny day, and you would literally drive into a cloud of pollution so thick, so foul-smelling, that you had to close all the windows in the car, shut the air conditioning off, hold your breath, and put your lights on because you couldn't see without the lights. It was horrible there. The bills that people had for the destruction that happened to personal property and their goods and their health were enormous. Now, what we're having today is a movement to chop environmental laws to shreds. One of the things that keeps getting raised is it's going to cost jobs to clean up the environment. Well, way back in 1972, that was the same damn argument that was raised at that time. And guess what? It created more jobs because you created a whole industry of pollution control. It invented technologies that didn't exist before then. Industries were then motivated to find ways to use their waste. They found recycling. They discovered other things that they can sell their products for, and people got healthier. Their lives got better. There is absolutely no reason, and this doesn't concern necessarily global warming or not, but for us not to continue battling pollution. Pollution control, stuff that comes out of cars, that comes out of factories. We need to keep taking action on this. Otherwise, get ready to roll your windows up, turn your air conditioning off, hold your breath when you drive through a new Gary, Indiana, which may be your town where you today I'm going to be talking to Ruth Ann Pazaritz. Ruth Ann has a master's in arts and music therapy. She's a certified massage therapist. She has been on the adjutant faculty at Marymount University and George Mason Universities. She studied a whole range of massage-type therapies, and one that she focused in on is matrix repatterning. It's a fascinating way of dealing with our energy and using energy as a healing tool to really make dramatic changes in how you feel and function. If you want to know more about me, you can click on the globe on this page or go to teplitz.com and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I also publish a monthly blog that you can locate by going to teplitz.com, teplitz.com. Click on About and you'll be able to click on the newsletter. Every week, I like to talk to you about what I call a healthy breakthrough. New discoveries, the latest information about healthy alternatives that can use for yourself, family, or loved ones. So here's what I want to talk about this week. You heard me sniffing. Well, what I'm attempting to do is sort of play being a dog. Researchers have discovered that dogs can be trained to sniff out cancer of the colon almost as accurately as a colonoscopy. A Labrador retriever was trained so that they could accurately identify by just smelling a breath sample 95% of the cancers. If they smell the stool of the person, they could get up to 98% accuracy. And the dog smell was especially effective in early stage cancer discovery. They could discern polyps from malignancies, and a colonoscopy can't even do that. What it appears is there are volatile organic compounds that the dog is able to smell that we are not able to smell. The least invasive method of testing for early stage cancer is a fecal blood test. It is only accurate in 1 out of 10 cases. We're talking about a 98% accuracy level versus a 10% accuracy level. It's important to detect early stage cancer because if you do need surgery, they can cure up to 90% of the patients who have early stage cancer. What they did in this study is the dogs actually sniffed samples from 48 people who had actually had bowel cancer. They also had 258 volunteers who were healthy or had survived cancer, and the dogs were able to get their level of accuracy from sniffing all of these samples. Dogs today can be trained to identify skin cancer, bladder cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer, and ovarian cancer. Now, the notion is that dogs are too expensive and too fickle to rely on for routine cancer diagnosis. Well, if you get some dog trainers in there who know what they're really doing, they can work with those dogs to really get a high level of effectiveness. That's my viewpoint. So for us, for men, for women, our best friend is going to take on a whole new meaning. Before I bring on my guest, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
So my guest today is Ruth Ann Pizaritz. She has a master's in arts in music therapy. She's a certified massage therapist. She's pursued a career in special education and counseling in the Fairfax County school system. She's a brain gym teacher consultant, and she also teaches an internal martial art that's called Master Teachers in Eight Circles. Ruth Ann has taught in the Professional Development Academy with Fairfax County Public Schools. She has been an adjutant faculty member at Marymount University and George Mason University. She studied massage from a lot of different directions, from connective tissue to structural integration and matrix repatterning. And she's a body-mind practitioner and assistant director at the Cardinal Center for Healing in Fairfax, Virginia. And they also have offices in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and Newport News, Virginia. And Ruth Ann, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
So fortunately, you're not totally overeducated. And so what I want to do, Ruth Ann, is I want to ask you about one of the areas that I'm not even familiar with. It's called matrix repatterning. Can you tell us what matrix repatterning is?
Yeah, Jerry, matrix repatterning has evolved out of a number of modalities, and it ends up working at the molecular level in the body, more specifically with the bones and with the organs in the body at the cellular level to restore health, vibrancy, and mobility. And it is done on a hands-on basis, where you use what we call the piezoelectric fields between my hands to realign the bones and the organs at the cellular level, thus freeing up restrictions that may have been caused by any number of different things, from surgery to injuries to accidents, breaks, falls, and the like.
So the first thing you need to define a little further for our listeners, what do you mean by the piezoelectro field?
Well, we are all electrical beings, and when you use one hand as opposed to the other hand, you're creating an electromagnetic field that then lines up the cells. And an example that I like using is that little game that most of us might have seen as a child, with the bald guy and the little metal shards at the bottom. You take your magnet and you draw a bunch of the metal shards up and create eyebrows and mustache and sideburns, perhaps. And what I'm doing with a person's body who's had impact injury, overuse, abuse, strain, is using the field, the electrical field between my hands to line up the cells, the actual cells, in the structure to reduce the size of enlargement that's occurred because of impact, overuse, abuse, strain, surgery, anything of that nature. And when we line those up, you reduce the size of the organ, of the bone, of the whatever is out of whack.
And for our listeners, from some of the research I've done, I know that we actually produce 25 millivolts of electricity within our bodies. And there's been research out of University of Michigan that developed a voltmeter that he was able to insert into a single cell and found we actually have the electrical potential of a bolt of lightning. So
that doesn't surprise me at all at any level. And when we look at this work, it's built on the work of several individuals, not the least which is Buckminster Fuller, who came up with the tensegrity model that puts together a geodesic dome. And basically he sees us as a structure, not unlike a geodesic dome, where the skeleton provides the structural pieces, and all the soft tissue creates a tension within gravity that keeps us upright. And this happens at the cellular level, exactly what you're saying. And within that cell, there's the soft connective tissue, then there's the microtubules and other aspects of the cell that plumps it out. And then the actual tissue in the cell is what keeps us, you know, connected one cell to the next, to the next, to the next.
You're throwing out some interesting terms that folks may not be aware of. Let's go with microtubules just to have a picture of what that is.
Okay.
It's in the cell.
It's in the cell. It's the structural pieces that keep, that basically are the structure within the cell. And if you can think of that geodesic dome, you've got those all those triangles within that that keeps things in structure, but they'd only stay up because of the tension of the fabric between the structural pieces. A good example is the giraffe's neck. And we think about that giraffe's neck and how long it is and how on earth does that even stay up? I mean, they've got those huge discs, but it's the soft tissue between the discs that allows that animal to move ever so gracefully, but without the structural pieces in the neck and the soft tissue and the tensions, you don't have a giraffe's neck staying up.
So in effect, with the geodesic dome, what you're saying is the triangles that are in between, that's what's actually keeping the whole thing up, where we would normally look at and say it's the physical structure that's keeping it up.
Well, actually, the triangles are keeping the structure, the soft tissue or that film between the triangles that give tension is what's keeping it up with gravity.
Okay. So with this work, first of all, how did you get involved with it, since it's not the most common work that I'm aware of, since I'd never heard of it before?
Right.
How did you run across it?
Who
developed it?
Interestingly enough, at a brain gym conference, I came across a fellow traveler in the brain gym community who actually had experienced work from this gentleman. She says, oh, yeah, I had an accident and my heart was enlarged. And this guy worked with me and reduced the size of my enlarged heart. And I'm going, whoa, that's really interesting. She says, well, come on up and study and, you know, find out what's going on. And my work with Ida Rolfe had brought me to a very deep understanding of the structure of the human body.
And for listeners, Ida Rolfe is somebody who developed an area of body work called structural integration, and what it is, and Rolfing, and what it is, it's actually going in very deeply to make changes physically to the structure of the body.
Yes, it's working with the fascia, which is the connective tissue of the body, helping reduce the strains and imbalances within the structure that's tied up the structure, which of course is the bones. That work is very intense. It was very intense for me to do and very intense for a person to receive. So bottom line, it came down to this isn't for everybody. However, what I found with matrix repatterning is that it is for everyone. Everyone can use it at some level or another, especially to offset what we would consider to be the precursors to dis-ease. And I say that very deliberately because when there's impact injury, say we're thinking about, you know, an auto accident, you've got impact that shakes the whole body. Well, you may come away with no broken bones or, you know, maybe a whiplash and no blood. So you think everything's fine, but you've got your body's filled with the organs, which basically are like water balloons. And when there's an impact injury, the water is the most dense molecule. It's going to enlarge. It's going to go out, just like you drop that water balloon, and it's going to probably break because there's only one way, one place for water to go, and that's out. So what happens is in the organs you get a tension. from the rigidity that occurs when there's impact to each of the cells. One cell bumps the next. It's a biochemical change that actually causes what we call a primary restriction. And the primary restriction is what limits our movement. So say you've got an enlarged liver, you know, you fell off your bicycle when you were four over the edge of a curb, well, maybe six, because you were, you know.
Were you there when I had that accident?
Yeah. And then the liver is enlarged. So you grow up, your liver's enlarged, and, you know, maybe you have digestive issues. Maybe you have...
Now, wait a minute, Ruthanne. So the liver won't necessarily go back to its own size over time?
No.
Okay.
Because with the impact comes damage to the cells, at least a portion of the cells, that creates a rigidity in the tissue. And all of the organs are made of different types of tissue, but they all respond the same because there's fluid in them. Let me give you a quick example. Two people have...
Before you give the example, what we need to do is take a break. And so I'd like to remind our listeners, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll be back with Ruthanne Pazurette talking about matrix repatterning and this fascinating way of creating change in the body. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Improve your golf game today. It's absolutely possible using the DVD Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf, from stress management coach Dr. Jerry Teplitz. Par and Beyond is a revolutionary new concept that yields immediate results. You'll experience the difference the very next time you play. Even the golf pros love this method. Randy Taylor hadn't placed in a tournament for 8 years, but just 1 week after taking this seminar, he came in second. It's not just in your swing, it's in your head. That's why TNI Golf Magazine calls Dr. Teplitz a headmaster. Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf is available on DVD. You can get it by clicking on the Par and Beyond cover on the webtalkradio.net screen in front of you. You'll learn new, powerful techniques that will instantly improve your game, whether you're a pro or a duffer. This is your new secret to success on the course. It's a totally different approach, and it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And don't tell your golf buddies. You're about to become a winner.
So I'm talking today to Ruthanne Pazurette. She has a master's in arts and music therapy. She's a certified massage therapist. She's been involved with special education and counseling in the Fairfax County school system. She's a brain gym teacher consultant. She's been involved with the Professional Development Academy with Fairfax County Public Schools, adjutant faculty at Marymount University and George Mason University. And she's also been involved with a number of massage areas, including this aspect we're talking about called matrix energetic. And she's also assistant director of the Cardinal Center for Healing in Fairfax, Virginia. And it's located also in Virginia Beach and Newport News. And if you want to learn more about the Cardinal Center for Healing, simply go to their website at cardinalcenterforhealing.com. So Ruthanne, when we took the break, you were about to give an example. Would you go ahead with that, please?
Yes, with matrix repatterning, we're looking at the body a little differently and working with it to prevent problems. The example I was going to give is about the organs and their elasticity and their capabilities as basically water balloons, each of the tissues being different. So an example of understanding a little bit about that is two people have exactly the same accident, automobile accident. One person's spleen ruptures, the other person's spleen doesn't rupture. The only difference at that time is how engorged was the organ with blood, because it's a purifying organ, purifies the blood and then sends it on at the time of impact. So you've got, you know, a flaccid one, very little blood in it, just like a little skinny water balloon. You drop it, it'll just flail around. It won't break. But a full one, impact injury, it's going to rupture. And so what we then know is in our minds is that the whole body is changing with impact. And one of the examples I like to also give is that any impact injuries, like dropping a box of 64 count crayons. You've got this 64 count crayon box. They're all nice, neat, and tidy in there. But by golly, as soon as you take them out of the box and they fall out of the box, they take up a great deal more room. And the same thing occurs in the cells. The gentleman that I studied with...
And you can never get them back in the box.
Oh, yeah, you can. That's how I use... You might not get the brands back, but I can,
great.
I can get your cells back in place in your bones and restore the elasticity to the organs so that they're functioning better.
Now, Ruthanne, has there been research done supporting what you're talking about? Because it's a very different concept that we're presenting to our listeners today.
It's a very different concept. In Dr. Roth's website, matrixrepatterning.com, there's any number of articles about the use of matrix with people who have snoring and sleep apnea. And Dr. Roth has a piece there where, you know, it talks about the airway obstruction that's maybe partial that causes snoring and sometimes the sleep apnea, which may be an obstruction. And what happens is that so much is involved up in that area, you know, the medical model per se only has a few ways in which to treat it. And they never consider, you know, rearranging the cranial structure in order to free up the airways and air passages. And with matrix repatterning, there is frequently a number of things that we can treat throughout the cranium and even, you know, realigning the head over the torso to give the people relief in this. That's non-invasive. That's not medical. It doesn't include you know, medication or CPAPs or anything extra.
So with the research, has there been, is there a success rate that you've got that he's been able to figure out for the snoring and sleep apnea?
Sure. In the particular article on the website under the practitioner's site, the sleep apnea was improved significantly in 80% of those cases, and patients and their spouses reported a cessation or significant improvement in snoring in 70% of the cases. So
you're talking about some very, very dramatic changes.
There can be some very dramatic changes. It's not necessarily true in every case because, you know, it depends on the etiology of the difficulty. But with 70 and 80% success rate, I think it's a good bet to try this before you have to, you know, do something invasive.
Like surgery and stuff like that, yeah. So can you share, like, a story that of your own experience of how it worked with one of your clients?
Sure. I had one client who I've actually seen for some time. And this particular client is one who works out tremendously. So there's, you know, ongoing subclinical micro tears and problems, but she got to the point where she could not run at all. And she came in and her knees were huge. And it wasn't her, you know, the fluid, the bones at the end of the long bone in the leg, the femur, and the top of the tibia where her knees come together were huge. I mean, we're talking probably almost twice the size. So over the time that I've worked with her, even though she's continued, I mean, I got her to quit running because that appeared to be the biggest culprit, but she still does cardio with the ellipticals and things of that nature, so there's not the impact. So we have reduced almost by half the size of the bones in her knees, both.
And because you said you're working earlier on with the kind of the electro energy of the body, you're not actually massaging and touching, if I'm understanding it correctly.
No, I'm actually touching. I'm containing would be the word that we use, containing on the different vectors within the XYZ axis within a joint,
okay,
the bone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, depending on what dimension tests, and we have what we call a scanning mechanism, where again we use the body and we listen to the body by using a barrier pressure, because we all have a barrier on our body. You can reach down, touch your thigh, and gently feel when you press in, it goes in to a certain point very easily. There's your natural barrier. When I do my scan using both hands, I'll find the barrier with one hand, and I'll scan with the other. And when I come over an area that's like a primary restriction where there's been an injury or some kind of impact or insult or scar tissue, twist, torque, who knows, you know, tear, that my hand acts like a little Band-Aid, an energetic Band-Aid that releases the whole barrier, the whole tensegrity within the body, and shows me that's a primary restriction. So I know I need to test in there within the X, Y, and Z axis to determine which vector to work in order to release the
stress. Now, you're not working with diseases to heal, cure those. It's working more with body screw-ups, so to speak.
Well,
is that
and
correct?
The body screw-ups are what can cause the disease. So say
okay.
you've got either a heart murmur or
uh-huh.
you've got high cholesterol. I'm going to be working those aspects of the liver and the organs that are involved with cholesterol functioning to bring them back to optimal functioning. If I bring them back to optimal functioning, you can heal yourself and create a healthier body by having the liver manage the cholesterol better and not clog up your arteries.
So that woman who you gave the example to, how many sessions are involved, like in getting her knee back to half the size it used to be?
Okay, if I were working with her regularly, without her working out, we probably could have done it in about 3 months.
Okay.
The fact that she
how often over the 3 months?
Probably seeing her once a week.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it may be less. But the fact that she works out chronically, and I say that lovingly.
she's doing, a workout-aholic, huh?
Yeah. I love the fact that she uses that to manage and balance the rest of her body, because the endorphins help balance whatever's going on with her emotionally and biochemically. And so she does use that for other reasons than just being physically fit.
Any final thing to say before we end, Ruthann?
I think one of the things that I mentioned in our earlier conversation is that because this work is so non-invasive and so supportive of the body's own ability to heal itself, it's just a real good way to, you know, when you feel intuitively that the doctor may not have all the answers. I don't have all the answers either, but I have some, and it would be worth a try to use Matrix to balance, get your body to balance and heal itself, the whole thing.
Great. And so we've been talking today to Ruthann Plazaritz, and if you want to learn more about this, you can go to the CardinalCenterForHealing.com, where she's assistant director, and they're up in Fairfax, Virginia, and Virginia Beach, and Newport News. If you have questions, Ruthann has agreed that you can email her directly to braingym@me, like the word me, .com. So that's braingym@me.com. And if you want to learn more about Matrix Repatterning, just go to matrixrepatterning.com. Ruthann, thank you for being a guest on Healthy Alternatives today.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
So in this section, I call it Smart Choices. It's helping you make wise decisions on the products, services that are out there for us to be able to use. And I want to talk about eating cleaner, and that's using all natural food washes and wipes. My guest today is Maria Ibrahim, and she's the founder of Eat Clean. And so welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So tell us about these natural food washes, wipes. Why should we even care?
Well, you know, it's a great question because a lot of people just think that water is enough. Well, we started doing research, and my co-founder, my father, is an environmental scientist, and I've been a natural foods industry expert for about 18 years. And we just suspected that, you know, if we're not cleaning anything with just water, why are the fruit and vegetables that we're eating, you know, particularly uncooked, okay, since we know they're exposed to, you know, all types of different potential contaminants. And by the way, when they get to the grocery store even, how many people have touched them before you? So we did our research, and sure enough, we found that water was really not even effective at all in killing bacteria. So we got to work, and we developed a line of products that were safe, effective, non-toxic, and in the process of getting organic certified. So, you know, not only are you cleaning residue from your produce that water can't, i.e. wax, pesticide residue, contaminants like soils and dirt that can carry bacteria, but you're also getting a longer-lasting produce product. So by
Hold on. How does the product last longer?
So, well, it's a mix of antioxidants and basically ingredients that help to remove what water can't. So I'll give you an example, and I know the women out there listening can relate to this, but anti-aging products. So they're usually using fruit acids, right? And they use that to slough off dead cells and kind of get rid of the stuff on the surface so that the other ingredients can do their work. Well, our products kind of work the same way. Removes wax and things that are on the surface so that you really get clean. And that's just a blend of natural ingredients.
So what you're really doing is kind of cleansing the skin of the vegetable for our internal use.
That's right. I mean, and it's, you know, I think it's something that everybody can relate to. And, you know, the real test is when, I always love to do this, is take a piece of broccoli. Broccoli, by the way, almost all of our produce nowadays is wax. But if you take a piece of broccoli, you know how it has that grayish color?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you just rinse that underwater, what you'll find is water just beads up on the surface, and it really doesn't do anything. But if you take our E-Cleaner fruit and vegetable wash and spray the surface, you'll be amazed at how it transforms the color. It actually makes it bright green. And so by virtue of doing that, you're getting through what's on the surface. You can actually get it clean. And bacteria is responsible for all types of different issues with regards to health, not to mention, you know, wax and wax seals in pesticide residue and other residue that you just can't get through unless you either peel it, which a lot of cases you just can't peel produce like grapes. You're not going to peel each grape. And, you know, so you're realizing a very clean, safer product to eat, but then you're getting an additional 5, 6, 7 days of shelf life out of it, so the product pays for itself.
So where can they get your E-Cleaner products?
Well, we're available at select retailers, particularly in Southern California. So if you're a Southern California resident, you can check on our website under our retailer link to see where we're carried. But best bet is to go online to eatcleaner.com. You'll find our full range of products ranging from the washes to the wipes, which don't require rinsing. You can just use them on the go, especially when you travel. And we have a money-back 100% satisfaction guaranteed policy. If you don't like the product, you can always return it, but we haven't had one person complain yet.
So there you have your smart choice for this week, eatcleaner.com. My guest next week is going to be a medical doctor, Veronica Anderson. Veronica wanted to be a doctor from age 4. She wound up going to pre-med at Princeton. She wound up with a residency at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New York's Mount Sinai Medical Center. She practiced at the Robert Wood Johnson Hospital and Philadelphia Wills Eye Hospital. She is a fellow of the Academy of Ophthalmology and a diplomat of the American Board of Ophthalmology. So while she's a medical doctor, she's also started to look at alternatives in a way that people can use them. She's appeared on national talk radio shows, TV shows. She has her own radio show called Wellness for the Real World, And we're going to be focusing in on you, your health, your relationships, the alternatives that you can look at to reach healthy levels for you all around. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com or follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I also have a monthly blog. You can go to teplitz.com, click on the About button, and you'll see where you can click on the newsletter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.